With your ag news, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Corn and soybean harvest is ongoing in Argentina. Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor says despite an unexpected pest outbreak in Argentina, early corn and soybean yields are good.
Soybeans look good, early yields are good, and I think soybeans are going to do fine. The early corn yields are really good, but everybody says the first yields are going to be the best, the later yields are going to be the worst.
He says Brazil's corn projections recently dropped because of dry weather.
Conab, they did trim the soybeans a little bit, 0.3 million tons to 146.5, but they did take a big bite out of the corn. They lowered it 1.8 million to 111 million tons. And for the corn, it all came from the safrinha crop. They lowered the yield about 2 bushels per acre. I would say 30 to 40% of the safrinha corn in the southern areas need rain. They've gotten a little bit, they need a lot more. So that's going to be an ongoing concern, I think, for the safrinha crop in Brazil. The soybeans are about 85% harvested, so we're getting pretty close to being done.
There's a significant difference in South American harvest predictions.
USDA has much higher estimates than CONAB in Brazil. I guess USDA has a bigger acreage than CONAB does for soybeans and for corn in Brazil, which is kind of a dilemma. They both say they use satellite technology to estimate the acreage, and people on the ground, especially for CONAB, to estimate the acreage, but the acreage numbers are way different, so I'm not quite sure who to believe.
He predicts the soybean crop will be 5 to 6 million tons larger than last year, but corn production will be much lower than in 2023. And we'll be back with more ag news right after this.
Truckers, Horn Plastics has you covered with the Super Slide Dump Truck Liners. Right now, you can score big with their special price. Get the Quick Release Blue Stripe Liner installed for just $800. Experience a life of smoother material dumping starting at an unbeatable $800. Say goodbye to stuck loads and hello to faster hauling. Upgrade your truck bed with Super Slide Liners today. Visit hornplastics.com or call 701-282-7447. Horn Plastics, where efficiency meets affordability.
According to the National Sunflower Association, a good strategy to reducing blackbird damage is to plant as early as possible and desiccate the crop. In many cases, producers have been able to get the crop all harvested before the birds even move in. The earliest plant date for Minnesota is April 21st. In North Dakota, it's May 6th. For most counties north of Highway 200 and May 11th for the remaining counties based on the USDA RMA early planting dates. John Swanson and Kevin Capistran have been re-elected to the Minnesota Sunflower Council. Swanson farms near Mentor, Minnesota. He grows oil sunflowers as well as spring wheat, corn, and soybeans. Capistran grows oil sunflower, spring wheat, barley, soybeans, and sugar beets on his farm near Crookston. Both men will represent Region 1 on the Minnesota Sunflower Council. With your ag news, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.